Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also over on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you again.
Good morning.
I'm going to play our friend Greg Clugston from Washington, D.C., and a report that he put out, which is going to have a bearing on where we're going to go here for a minute. So here we go.
Just a few hours before the start of a partial federal shutdown, the president signed legislation to keep the government funded through December 3rd. A large majority of Senate and House Republicans voted against it. The move gives lawmakers more time to pass spending measures that will fund federal agencies. Not only will the government remain open, there's new funding for disaster relief and the resettlement of Afghan allies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
All right. I had talked with you earlier in the week, and I'd said that I did not believe that there would be a government shutdown. There wasn't, but certainly they had a lot of talking, didn't they?
Well, it's because they were tying it to the $3.5 trillion that's now officially been severed.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why they allowed it, the Republicans, stop their pushback on it. And in order to do it, however, that they shoved in there, I think, what was the number, $40 billion for Afghan resettlement?
Yep.
I don't remember what the exact number is.
I think you're right.
But the other thing that I think should be most concerning is that Janet Yellen was on the Hill yesterday, and in her testimony, she said that there should be a complete termination of the debt ceiling. Now, I would say by that declaration and her position on that, that this woman needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
So as we get rid of Mackenzie and Austin and Millie, before the train leaves the station, we got some more people that we need to put on. And that includes her.
Well, I don't doubt that at all. Now, the fact of the matter is the Senate voted 65 to 35 to approve the last-minute bill to keep the federal government open through December the 3rd, 2021. Speaker Nancy Pelosi now says that she's going to have a vote, I believe, today. Is that correct?
On the infrastructure bill.
Mm-hmm. All right, because
on the $1.2 trillion, not on the $3.5.
Okay, because that's been, I think, has that been tabled in the Senate temporarily?
What?
The $3.5.
Yeah, there's not going to be a 3.5.
Okay. And, of course, she's trying to pass the stopgap measure in a bipartisan fashion. She hopes she'd send it to the White House. And I believe that was done last night, was it not?
Nothing was done last night.
Okay. All right. But they're working on it today. All right. We'll see what happens there. Also, Joe Manchin, the man in the bubble right now, there were a lot of comments being made about him possibly trying to twist his arm to be a Republican, trying to talk to him in that respect. I don't think that's going to happen. But if it was going to happen, right now would be the time to do it, wouldn't it?
It's a ridiculous thing. You know, if he wants to be a Democrat, let him stay a Democrat. Who cares? It's really a matter of West Virginia and the pressure that he gets from the legislature and from the governor, from the voters, which is ridiculous.
Well, he proclaimed that the government spending $3.5 trillion right now would be fiscal insanity, and he was not going to go along with that at all, period.
Well, he said that in a memo going back several months that he had actually given to Chuck Schumer, and Chuck Schumer had been lying about it all this time.
Correct.
Which the memo actually came out yesterday. So Chuck Schumer has been sleazy, slimy on this whole thing all along. But the $3.5 trillion is financial terrorism, really what it is. And I say that because it virtually changes everything about America, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Every social program, every entitlement program, every giveaway, it grows government. And what you're doing is you're spending $3.5 trillion to make the federal government bigger. But why would we want to do that?
Well, I wouldn't, but I know what the Democrats want. They want more chaos and confusion.
Well, I mean, they want to eliminate state power.
Yeah.
They're eliminating the federalist system of government.
Yep, this is the Cloward Piven strategy on steroids still, if people don't understand it. And it goes all the way back to Lyndon Baines Johnson and the Great Society when this all started, 1963. All right, hold on. Be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you the phone number. Here it comes.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by a very patriotic individual, too. TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Now, education of our youth has always been critical, and we've had to trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and even taught were in line with our values. But, folks, sadly, that is just no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome to the program, of course, the author, Tuggy the Patriot Pup Mom, and author and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for the grade school kids. Now, I will tell you, having seen the books, there's a lot of stuff in there, even for some adults to pick up on, because it's very, very, very well put together with the American history that's in there. Now, you can visit the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, for your children, your grandchildren, and maybe even you, too. It's an absolute must for homeschoolers, and the books come in English and Spanish. Check it out. TuggyThePatriotPup.com. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us, and good morning again.
Hello.
Now, we have got Bagammon Bob on the line here, so let me see here. Bagammon Bob, what's in your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I heard what you were saying about yelling and the changing the thing. Anyway,
right.
Apparently they said we have unlimited immigration and unlimited money printing now with what Yellen has done.
Yep.
And that's on... And that's just going to go on the road to hyperinflation. The only thing stopping it is the dollar as a world's reserve currency. As soon as the other nations wise up and start trying to put their own in, it's going to happen. What does Denise think on that? What do you think on that? All right.
Okay. All right. Denise, go ahead.
I think it's criminal action. I think we have to start charging these lawmakers that are spending this money with, RICO. I mean, waste, fraud, and abuse. I mean, this is really a conspiracy. If you look at what's in the $3.5 trillion, you look what's in the $1.5 trillion, you look at the previous omnibus bills that have been done in the last, you know, handful of years, it's truly a conspiracy under the RICO laws to make the United States a socialist country. That's not what we are. So that's and Janet Yellen is all in on this. So she needs to go, and that's my thought. I think it's truly criminal. You know, okay. So if your listeners, if you want to look at the RICO laws, just take a look at it and see if it doesn't fit, because it does.
Okay, we have our friend Elliot on the line from Wesley Chapel. Okay, Elliot, what's going on?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, Elliot.
Hey, Denise. Yeah, Denise, I want to run this by you here. You know, the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. owns the Smithsonian cable channel that features a program called Aerial America. Now, they give you the history of that. Yeah, they give you the history of that city or town in America from an aerial point of view. Now, one of his shows on the U.S. border and Mexico, they're continuing to play that segment that the U.S. border with Mexico is one of the most safe and heavily guarded borders in the world. Our southern border. Smithsonian, liar, liar, liar. We are a country without a border. And Smithsonian, you well know it. The conditions our border patrol faces enormous. Denise, I called the Smithsonian in D.C., and I contacted five management individuals. Not one contacted me in regard to why they are continuing to play a piece that America's southern border is impenetrable. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right. Go ahead, Denise.
I watch that show. I watch it a lot in the middle of the night. And there are some things that they do, you know, inject some factual pieces of history in places that are really pretty good. But when it comes to the southern border, don't think that you don't have these lobbyists or you don't have these activists that put pressure on the Smithsonian to make sure how they air some things. So if you want to really embarrass them, you need to go out to social media and include them, their handle, the Smithsonian's handle, in Twitter and in Facebook to embarrass them. Yeah, we don't have a border. You know, forget the term open border, because it's borderless at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And what's particularly fascinating is they don't seem to talk about the fact that, you know, every state has a border. You know, that's why we make the distinction between, you know, Texas and Illinois or Texas and Oklahoma or Florida and Georgia. I mean, if you have borders. That's why you have separate governors and legislatures and all these other kinds of things. So your point is well taken, Elliot. You're right on top of it. I would also say that we've got Garland, who is our attorney general,
right.
If you can call him that. You got Mayorkas, the secretary of Department of Homeland Security, and you've got Tony Blinken, the secretary of state. Now, all three of them, the trifecta of stupidness, are going to Mexico on October the 8th. And they're going down there to talk about reducing violent crime. Well, what a ridiculous thing to go. They're really going down there for immigration. But mm-hmm. they don't want to say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So they're already lying about why they're going to Mexico on October the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you this. How come Camilla, our border czar, has not been invited in that one? Because she refuses to do the job. She doesn't want the job. But remember, she included the fact that violent crime is part of the root causes. So it makes it look even worse for her that she's not been invited on this trip. And I would also say that as long as they're in Mexico, they should invite some of the other leaders in Latin America to join in. And that includes Brazil, Chile, Argentina, and Panama. So let's put it all in there and make this October the 8th meeting, confab, have some value to it.
Right. Well, we were told yesterday that Panama was a big stable or the point where they were getting ready to start moving out of there.
Panama's foreign minister, Erica Moines, I think is how you say her name.
Mm-hmm.
She's been ringing the alarm on the 60,000 migrants that she has who are mostly Haitians. But she hasn't just been ringing that alarm bell here in the last, you know, few days. She's been ringing this alarm bell since Biden opened up the floodgates, and nobody has been listening. So, and they've been ignoring her. So the point is that this, if I were she, and she's mad, she's, and rightly so, I would barge my way in. I'd be traveling from Panama to Mexico on October the 8th and demand to be a part of that meeting.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk a little Title 42 since you brought it up.
The Biden administration asked to suspend Title 42, which was brought in under Trump in order to deport illegals. And they successfully went to court to suspend Title 42. Now, and they use Judge Sullivan, who's got questionable decisions, to do it.
Yep.
But now they have decided that they needed to put Title 42 back. So they needed another excuse in order to legitimately, and I use air quotes, legitimately deport these people coming across the southern border. So the appeals court yesterday ruled that Title 42 should be back into the system. So, you know, the Biden administration tried to undo it, and they successfully did it, and then they kind of went, oops, now we've really screwed up. And so they put it back.
Okie dokie, here comes the music. I'll let you go. We'll talk to you tonight in the weekend edition. Have yourself a great day, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And by the way, Fred, the answer to your question is both Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema have said no to the vote. It's not going to happen. They're not going to get the $3.5 trillion, at least not for a while. They've extended things to December the 3rd. That's your answer. I'll be right back with more in the military segment.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congress has passed a short-term funding bill that will go through the middle of December. This will help keep government operations going for at least the next few months.
The yeas, on this vote, the yeas are 254, the nays are 175. The motion is adopted.
The president has signed it, making it official. The House is now trying to pass the infrastructure bill. Having dispensed with the funding bill, House Democrats, both progressives and moderates, have been in fierce debates over infrastructure. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has vowed to bring a bipartisan bill to the floor, but progressives are seeking assurances on a second infrastructure bill first. That's a $3.5 trillion social infrastructure bill. Speaker Pelosi has said she's unlikely to put the bipartisan bill on the floor if the votes to pass it aren't there. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and that means it's time to hear about the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo Browning was in studio yesterday telling you all about what they're doing, and I hope a lot of you got a lot of good stuff out of that. Again, I'll tell you about their phone number. I'll tell you about their two locations after they tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the fact of the matter is the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. The first one is right here in our backyard in Florida. It's in Clearwater. I'm in Tampa Bay, and they're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. So that's number one. Number two is in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, Concord is directly outside of the city limits of Boston, just short range. So that's where they're at. So you have two campuses that can train you. And I strongly suggest that you call them up with the number I'm going to give you and ask to take the tour of one of those campuses. So here we go. The number is 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. Call them up, ask to take the tour, You'll get a chance to talk to some students. You get a chance to talk to some instructors. Get a chance to talk to the financial people, too, to get your finances all set up. And then you'll be ready to go and become a certified aviation maintenance tech in the process. Now, you can also look at them on their website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. But the best way to do it is to call them up, ask to take the tour. That's the best possible way to do it. Number again, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. And remember, they have two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida region. Now, it got very busy in Africa yesterday. ISIS attacked the Nigerian military, killed 22 of their troops, while local nations have now joined forces against terrorism in eastern Africa. And we'll see how all that plays out in the days and weeks to come, because this is serious stuff going on in Africa. Al-Qaeda is making Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram are all making a concerted effort to increase their ranks there in Africa. Now, the Taliban has accused the U.S. of violating the withdrawal agreement by continuing to fly drones over Afghanistan. And they've warned that there'll be consequences if the U.S. doesn't stop flying drones over their airspace. Well, good luck with that one, because I don't think they have the wherewithal to be able to shoot them down with anything they've got. And we'll see. I could be wrong, but as it stands right now, they feel pretty secure about doing what they're doing. Now, a new White House report also seeks employment, quality of life improvements for military families, because a majority priority of the joining forces is reducing spousal unemployment, which has remained at 22% for nearly a decade. So hopefully they'll get that taken care of. Now, about 200,000 service members could qualify for extra money in their basic allowance for housing starting today, October the 1st, but they have to apply for it. So if you get that extra money, you have to apply for it today. Also, officials have tried to answer unresolved questions for lawmakers about Bagram and why it wouldn't have made any difference, because they were cutting the forces down to 650, and that wasn't enough to guarantee the security at Bagram. Now, Afghan veterans are reframing their service after the war's end. Afghan veterans have been grappling with what the service meant after the end of a 20-year war. We actually have some of the pilots that are here in country, in the United States. And I would like to think that maybe we'll train them how to fly something other than a jet or whatever it was ever flying, and they could get a job as a commercial aircraft pilot. We'll see. We'll see. By the way, you're looking for a job? Well, if you're transitioning out of the military and need a job, the Military Times job board, militarytimes.com is the website. The Military Jobs Times job board has listings from company looking to hire vets. Go check them out, militarytimes.com. You'll be glad you did. Now, the Biden administration has reassembled one of the Pentagon's most influential advisory boards with a diverse group of business leaders 7 months after it was disbanded. This is called the Defense Business Board, and it's relaunched again, and we'll see how that works out. They really weren't doing anything under President Trump, so he got rid of them because they weren't doing anything. It was kind of like a country club outfit, if you will. Now, the United States has intensified its talks to use Russian bases for Afghan counterterrorism ops. That could happen because of the classified hearing with senators. Top generals detailed negotiations for the over-the-horizon staging locations to strike at al-Qaeda. And Russia's not doing it, so we're doing it. And determined to keep track of their guns, some U.S. military units have turned to a technology that could let enemies detect troops on the battlefield. Not smart there, in my estimation. By the way, U.S. and Chinese military officials held frank and in-depth talks this week on a range of defense issues, including the Pentagon, as the countless countries are grappling now over their own competing interests in the Indo-Pacific region. And then there's the Pentagon, of course, senior Pentagon officials saying the collapse of the Afghan government and its security forces in August could be traced to the 2020 U.S. agreement with the Taliban signed in Doha, Qatar, that promised a complete troop withdrawal. We'll see how that works out. Now, in an astonishing move, given how much money U.S. taxpayers already throw at the Pentagon, year in and year out, the House of Representatives recently decided to vote to increase the Biden administration's request for the department by some $24 billion. Wow. And service members have filed a lawsuit over the Pentagon's coronavirus vaccine mandate, demanding the option for those who had the virus to begin with. Now, two service members filed a class action suit against the Department of State legal option to halt a mandate that all of the troops receive the coronavirus encore and create an exemption for those who were partially affected by getting an infection with the virus and those that have natural immunity. And we certainly hope that they are able to do that because there is such a thing and they can help themselves in that respect. Well, here comes the music in my ear. That means it's time to take a break. And when we come back from that break, guess what? Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, will be with us. So there you go. In the meantime, we're headed for our break. Don't go anywhere.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92. $5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And Mark Walters, of course, you can hear his program Sunday nights live at 8 p.m. on many of these same stations, just like my guest coming up, the Watchdog. I'm also, he's on many of these same stations, too, around the country. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, it's got some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. And, boy, does that feel fantastic with a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and free delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And remember, your Moss Acura always comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those who have served our great country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located at the North Florida Avenue exit, right there, right next to Moss Nissan. And they can be found online at mossacura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Listen, Dianne Feinstein is really getting creative, and call it COVID-1984 if you want. She's unveiled a bill to mandate the Rona vaccine and or testing for domestic air flights. You want to get on a plane, you've either got to have the shot or you got to be tested before you get on it.
Yeah, I was reading about that. It's similar to some of the rules that they have over in Europe. It was over in Europe this past summer. You got to prove that you're vaccinated or you have to take a test. And hit that would that we'd have to have a lot more testing centers inside airports.
Yeah.
It's probably the way direction that they're going ahead. Again, it's a continued push to get everybody vaccinated. You can also prove that you don't have COVID there at the airport, or you had it recently and you recovered from it. I think that most people kind of headed in that direction in the first place. If she does this, she's going to allow everybody to take their masks off, for crying out loud. Because that's bloody annoying that you got every single time you walk into an airport, you got to get on a plane, you got to wear a mask. Are you going to make it a little more difficult? Are you going to make it a little bit easier for the, everybody that's okay at that point in time? Who knows?
Well, I'll tell you this much. Your airplane ticket is about to go up. I think you know that anyway, because inflation has now been confirmed to be at its highest level in 40 years.
Well, one of the highest costs for airlines is fuel.
Yep.
So, of course, it's going to affect the price of the tickets because the energy crisis. The airlines have already bought their fuel at lower prices. They hedge. But again, this is moving forward. They're going to have to hedge at a higher price based upon where it is at this point in time. They're one of their biggest costs.
And you heard of Dollar Tree before, right?
Of course.
Many of their stores will no longer be selling items below a dollar.
Yeah, it's no longer Dollar Tree. It's a $1.25 or a $1.50 tree.
That's right.
And, you talk about inflation. That's a pretty serious inflation, right? You're thinking it's 25% to 50% higher?
Right.
So, again, the liars out there that have been telling you that there's no inflation or that it's transitory and it's going to go away, that's exactly what they are. It's amazing. It's amazing. All these wizards are smart. All these Ivy League hacks. The economists out there are telling you one thing, and you and I are telling them the truth.
Sure.
Here on a regular basis, the public regular basis. It's just, it's crazy. The listeners out there, inflation's a tax. It is. When my mother calls me up and it's like, Chris, I can't believe I just spent $6 on a thing of mayonnaise at Walmart. She flipped out. She couldn't believe what the costs are for certain things. And yeah, prices have gone through the roof. There's no doubt about it. And it's not abating at all.
Now, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia yesterday broke from his own party. He torched the $3.5 trillion social welfare and climate change spending bill. Manchin proclaimed that the government spending trillions right now just would be fiscal insanity. And Kristen Sinema from Arizona, same thing. She's not supporting this thing. And it was reported there were also a couple of other Democrats that weren't going to support it either, a total of four. We'll see, because it looks like Nancy's going to bring the bill up for a vote in the House today.
That's the infrastructure bill.
Okay.
What she wants to bring up, if I'm not mistaken, I think that's the way it's going to go. Mm-hmm. And whether or not the progressives sign off on that, because they want to attach both bills together. And the funny thing is, he came back at $1.5 trillion, and that's serious money. I mean, that in of itself is serious money. We've already spent over the past year, over $5.5 trillion. Manchin's coming down, but it's still a lot of money. You put the two bills together, it's quite large. And, I don't know if he's going to hold the line. I know he has sounded off when it comes to this. I don't know if he's going to come in at 1.5 and the Democrats are going to say, well, we'll make it 2. Either way, it's insanity. It really is. It's a hell of a lot of money. It's stuff that we can't afford. There are entitlements that are just absolutely detrimental, in my opinion, to the fabric of this country. And it continues to push this country on this dependency route. And I don't think that that's, in my opinion, some people might think that. I don't think that's healthy. I think trying to make people independent, I think the goal is to get people off of government assistance. Somehow normalizing being on the dole is the desire for the Democrats at this point in time. I don't get that.
Right. And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski. The Watchdog on Wall Street, his website is watchdogonwallstreet.com, and his program is heard on the weekends on many of these same stations. Now, the Fed Reserve Chairman, Jerome Powell, sees inflation cooling right now, evading difficult situation. I don't see it cooling it off. I'm sitting here watching the price of oil that went up again.
No, I don't see it abating at any time soon. I really don't. I think he pushed his abatement until next year, and I think it's kind of like he's crossing his fingers and crossing himself and hoping that that's going to happen. I don't see it. I don't see how it's possible. Everything seems to be getting worse. He talks about abating, maybe be like leveling off to some degree and not going parabolic as it has been. But you know, we're already, do I see prices coming back down? No, I do not.
Mm. By the way, Facebook is at it again. A Facebook executive defended the policies and the politics towards the teens on Instagram. Do you hear about that?
I know that they're in a hell of a lot of trouble. I guess, you know, there's going to be a big 60 Minutes whistleblower report this weekend talking
Correct.
About what's going on behind the scenes there. So, you know, we shall see. Again, you know, this is a lot of master the obvious stuff. If you know, you didn't realize that, you know, social media can be in a, you know, a bit of an addiction and there's some serious issues with it. I mean, many things have. I mean, it's you know, everything in life in moderation, I think, is the key to this stuff. I think people get too wrapped up in it.
Now, the Senate voted yesterday to confirm a new consumer watchdog chief who the first time around wasn't able to garner enough votes.
I'm not sure who this is. Which consumer watchdog?
She was the one that they couldn't get enough votes for the first time because she had had a... something in her record that had crossed some of the Republicans' desks, and they said, no, we're not going to support her. And then all of a sudden yesterday she got voted in, rather surprisingly.
Yeah, I haven't been paying much attention. I've been kind of following what's going on with this, you know, communist that they're trying to put in for the comptroller of the currency at this point. So I'm not familiar with that
okay.
post at this point in time. I'm sorry.
And finally, Wall Street posted a monthly loss, the worst quarter since the COVID outbreak.
Well, yeah, it's again, you know, stocks have done extraordinarily well over a period of time, and there's a bunch of factors out there that are pressuring stocks at this point, from, you know, weakening growth moving forward, uncertainty out of Washington, D.C., uncertainty out of China, supply chain issues, and these, you know, this is obviously hitting the markets at this point in time. Again, these things happen. Markets trade, move in certain directions. Stick with the fundamentals, they'll be fine.
All righty, we will talk to you Monday. Have yourself a great weekend, and stay low.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, his website. Go over there, check out all the great different things that he has to offer, and you'll be glad that I sent you there. So there you go. All right, coming right back with more, and Kyle Warner, Frank Silvato, too. He'll be up coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.